Turning out to be a great day for University of Michigan and Blue Cross and Blue Cross's customers. After months of negotiations, Michigan Health and Blue Cross Blue Shield of Michigan have reached a long-term contract ahead of a July 1 deadline. Joining us this morning on the Lucy Ann Lantz Show here on Ann Arbor's Talk Station 1290 WLBY, we welcome the president and CEO of Blue Cross Blue Shield of Michigan, Tricia Keith. Tricia, a lot of people are breathing easier this morning. Congratulations.
Well, thank you, and good morning, Lucianne. It's great to be with you. You know, we're breathing easier, too, and we've been really focused on our members and making sure that they had affordable access to care, and we're thrilled that we came to agreement with our partners at Michigan Medicine to do just that.
What's the next step here as you finalize this contract?
Well, we have a letter of agreement on where we are, and we are confident that we will, you know, get the T's and C's put together on that. But what your members really, what your listeners really need to know is that nothing has changed, is that Blue Cross has the widest access and network around the state, that they can continue to have the same great access that they've had at Michigan Medicine, and that we are in a long-term arrangement with Michigan Medicine that promotes access, affordability, and importantly, starts to have different conversations about how we pay for healthcare and paying for value as opposed to just fee for service with all the different procedures that people have. So taking care of our members, and that's what leads us every day.
That's been a long-term goal of Blue Cross Blue Shield of Michigan, and this is a conversation all of us have been having on healthcare and the high costs of it and how to bring that down. How will this contract do that in your estimation?
Well, like I said, we're going to pay for value, and we're going to make sure that we are partnering with the hospitals, partnering with physicians to make sure that people are getting the right care at the right time at the right price. And that's been our goal all along, and we're delighted that we were able to come to this agreement.
Tricia, my understanding of what the stumbling block on this was, it goes back to COVID times too and how things had changed in healthcare for that. Were you able to unravel that in this new contract and move forward?
Well, a lot has changed in healthcare over that time, but frankly, you know, we all need to recognize that we're serving the same people. And so we've started a conversation where we recognize the impact that rising insurance premiums are having on employers' budgets, on family budgets and others. And so we're trying to change the conversation so that the system works better together. And so, working to get different agreements with the hospitals, getting different agreements with the physicians, with the drug companies and others, and that's really what needs to change in healthcare, is how we all work together.
What about the contract with Trinity Health? Where is that? And I mean, obviously this contract was up and you had to renegotiate this, but what about Trinity Health?
Trinity has been just amazing partners to us over time, and our contact remains incredibly strong with them. And you know, Trinity's got a number of really wonderful options and facilities and do so much really important care in the Ann Arbor area and obviously beyond, all through the state. And so we continue to be working very closely with Trinity and are, you know, very, very supportive of all that they do to serve Michigan.
Great to hear that. Tricia Keith with us, President and CEO of Blue Cross Blue Shield of Michigan, upon this announcement that Michigan Health and Blue Cross have reached a long-term contract. And that means it'll keep in-network status for Michigan Medicine's Academic Medical Center and affiliated facilities, clinics, physicians with Blue Cross. Tricia, if people were holding off on appointments because of this, they can make them now, right?
Absolutely. Absolutely. They should go forward and get the important care that they need.
You are calling us from the Detroit Regional Chamber's Mackinac Policy Conference. How are things going up there? And certainly with this news, I'm sure there's a lot of buzz on the island.
Well, this is such an important convening of business leaders and public policymakers and talking about the things that we need to do to improve our state. And, you know, we're happy that affordability is one of the things that people are talking about and the solutions that we can put forward, whether it's in healthcare or in other areas. And so we think this is an important forum to be at, and that's why we're here. But we're delighted to call in and talk with you in Ann Arbor as well.
Wonderful talking with you. Thank you so much, Tricia. At some point, we'll have to get you in the studio when we have Andy Hetzel on as well, a regular guest of ours from Blue Cross, and would love to have a roundtable. I appreciate your time this morning. Enjoy the rest of the time on the island. Thanks, Tricia.
Thank you.
Trisha Keith, she's president and CEO of Blue Cross Blue Shield of Michigan. Again, talking about this deal, a pretty amazing news this morning. A lot of people were so concerned about this. As for Michigan Medicine, Dr. David Miller, Executive Vice President for Medical Affairs for University of Michigan and Chief Executive Officer of Michigan Medicine, says, on behalf of our physicians, nurses, and all of our team members, we are grateful to have reached an agreement that ensures continued access for our patients and for Blue Cross members across the state to the world-class care available at Michigan Medicine. You are listening to Ann Arbor's Talk Station, 1290 WLBY.